Ask me not to gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth that thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. While on other thou art calling, do not pass me by. Brother, good morning. Today is April 27, year 2024. And this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E. A. Adeboye. And the topic for our today's daily devotion is When You Pray, Part 3. When You Pray, Part 3. The memory verse is taken from John 16:24. John 16:24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Let's do it one more time. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. The Bible reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Luke 18:1-8. And I'll be reading the NLT version. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally, he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the heart who have faith? That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is When You Pray, Part 3. Today, I will conclude the teaching I began 2 days ago on how to pray effectively. Many people make the mistake of giving up on their prayers when it appears as if God is not responding. Such people are only cheating themselves when they do that. To really get the desired result from prayer, you have to be persistent. Isaiah 62 verse 7 says, and give him no rest, to establish and to make Jerusalem a praise in the heart. You are to give God no rest until he has answered your prayer. Jesus Christ said in John 16:24 that you should ask, then you will receive, so that your joy be full. From our Bible reading for today, Jesus Christ assured you that if you keep knocking on God's door, asking for something, he will give it to you. According to him, even the wicked judge gave the widow what she wanted. How much more the good shepherd? This tells you right away that if you keep praying about that issue, no matter how long it takes, God will answer you. There are prayers point. I prayed for 15 years before I got answer. I did not stop after praying for a few weeks. I kept knocking on heaven's door, telling God, I will not let you rest until you have answered me. And he answered me virtually. This is an attitude that you must also imbibe. Some people get angry that God has not answered their prayers after a while, and so they stop praying. God is not your servant that you can command as you please. He's a king of kings. If you want something from a king, you must learn to humble yourself and keep asking until he's ready to give it to you. If you ask for a little while and go away without receiving anything, who will you have lost, you or him? You may say, what if God is not willing to answer my prayer at all? You have to keep asking him until the answer comes. This is why you must pay attention to hear what he will say when you pray to him. Don't just keep asking. Seek to hear from him. The Holy Spirit is always available to teach you what prayer point to pray. And if he is the one teaching you how to pray, you can be sure that you are praying right. That's the end of today's daily devotion. The key point again, be persistent in the place of prayer. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.